Pod Tackler, the unofficial Halo Universe podcast, presents episode 634, Remnants of Sliss Base, recorded live on June 14th, 2018. Hello, everyone. Welcome to Pod Tackler, the unofficial Halo Universe podcast. I am your host, Duststorm.
I am your co-host, Godzilla T.
And after a week of E3, we are back in the podcasting seats, normally on Thursdays. We had a special episode that we did for 633 on a Sunday right after the press brief. Not too many new things, but a couple new things that we'll touch on today. But first, we have a special guest with us. It's been a while since this guest has been on the show. I think it was probably one of our last roundtables or a PAX or something like that. But I think everyone will remember who he is, a very famous machinimator and YouTuber. So welcome back, CM Near.
Hello. Good to be back. It's been a while.
It's been quite a while. Your presence in the Haloverse definitely does not go forgotten, but it's not as frequent nowadays as it used to be.
Nope, I haven't played Xbox as much as I once have. Things change.
Yeah, life has changed a little bit, I think, for you.
Yep. Yeah. As with you, actually, as well. You got married recently.
Yes, I did. Yeah, lots of things changing. So for those of us who aren't in tune to maybe what you're doing, what's kind of the latest with what you're doing? What's new in the life of CM Near, and any chance of any more Halo tricks?
I'm shooting a lot of photos lately for Microsoft specifically, but other than that, I game casually, more or less, and I only intermittently played Halo 5 or Halo MCC, but I've been following the news about the updates to MCC, and I'm glad that finally it's going to be, you know, less buggy and glitchy, especially when finding games and being in lobbies and all sorts of stuff. So that's good. So I might play that some more. And with this Halo Infinite, anything's possible because it's coming to PC, where I primarily game now. So who knows? I think we're still at least a year out from Infinite. It's probably next fall, not this fall. Still a ways.
For sure. Well, it's good to have you back on the show. Nice to of you to drop in for another podcast. I think for the most part, it's going to be not too much of a long podcast today. I don't think we have much news that's new in as far as Halo Infinite goes. But we do have a couple of community-related things and a couple of kind of unexpected things that we got. So we're just going to go ahead and drop on into some Waypoint-related news. We have some people within the community on Waypoint receiving Headhunter Waypoint banners and badges. I was one of those folks, and it's kind of has the community a little, has piqued the interest a little bit. So for those of you who don't know, Headhunters was a short story in Halo Evolutions. I don't think we've covered it on the show, but it's a short enough story to hit over a lot of the major points. It covers a mission that was done by two Spartan 3s who go by the name of Jonah and Roland. And they were deployed to a Covenant-held moon, which was believed by Oni to be a dig site for a hidden artifact. And it's just a little story kind of telling how the mission kind of went wrong and it was actually a trap for the two Spartans. There was some silent shadow elites that were trying to capture them and everyone ended up dying in the end. But it's kind of odd that Waypoint would be awarding these Headhunter-related Waypoint badges and banners to folks without some kind of tie-in to what's going on with the latest Halo news. So people are starting to speculate a little bit. It's not as prevalent as, of course, the Halo Infinite news going on, but it's quite interesting.
Yeah, definitely. I was not one of the lucky people to get the Headhunter emblem or badge or anything, but I'm glad you did. I'm sure there's something super secret that somebody will figure out.
I don't know if that was part of watching the Xbox brief on Mixer.
I honestly couldn't tell you because, I mean, I got some platinum packs for
it. Only because I don't think you get it from watching the E3 because I didn't see that on the rewards I got.
Well, the only two things that I've done recently that aren't normal would be either the participation in the second flight or watching E3 on Mixer. So if it's not the Mixer thing, then maybe it has to do something with participating in the MCC Insider flight.
Yeah, could be. Possibly.
But I don't know what exactly this means. I know CIA from Halopedia has been making some posts about it, and there's really no current tie to anything specifically on what this might be hinting at, but it's just kind of a curiosity, more or less. So the profile pic that's been assigned to folks is the Halo Headhunters animated short that was done, and it's basically a direct translation of the short story from Evolutions to kind of an anime-style short. And there's also a Waypoint banner, which is kind of a topographical radar-style image of Jonah and Roland surrounded by Covenant forces, basically revealing it being a trap. And we know from the story that Jonah and Roland die along with the six elites that were surrounding them at the time. But based off this image, maybe there were more of the Silent Shadow elites that were around that then were described in the short story. And I have no idea what ties this might hold.
I don't know.
Other than maybe Silent Shadow being a part of Halo 6. That's just a small...
I wouldn't think that portion would.
Of the Covenant. I mean, I got nothing else.
I don't see any reason why they would do that for Infinite, but...
It's really strange. The timing doesn't really match up to anything else in particular other than the announcement of Halo Infinite. Pins was saying that it could have been getting matched up with 343 during the flight. So that could be it.
Well, that's possible.
It seems too much of a coincidence to not be somehow related to Halo Infinite, but there's really no leads on how it would be related. The only thing I could think of is the Silent Shadow elites maybe being some part of the Halo 6 story, or maybe some other lore that's going to come up before Halo 6 comes out, like in a book or another comic or something.
It's possible.
Hard to say. There's not many leads, but it's something that at least the lore side of the community has noticed and taken kind of a bookmarking to it. It hasn't been, I guess, deeply analyzed as to the ties of how it does with Halo Infinite, but it's something of note and something to keep your eye out for, I guess. I have to ping CIA and see if he comes up with anything else. A couple other Halo Infinite related things. Over on Reset Terra, Frankie was responding to a post and saying that Halo Infinite will take place after the events of Halo 5, but it will feel new to players. Remember how Halo C woke you up in the middle of a war you had apparently been fighting? This kind of supports the notion of the date that we saw on the Pelican being March 27th, 2560, and the events of Halo 5 took place during 2558. So there's a 2-year gap between Halo 5 and Halo 6, essentially.
Can I get a refresher? How did Halo 5 end exactly? It has been so long.
Sure.
It has been 2 years. There has been a 2-year gap.
Do you just want the very end, or do you want a quick resum of
just the
Halo
very
5?
End. I remember bits and pieces of Halo 5.
So Osiris freed Blue Team from the Cryptum. Cortana got her on her Guardian, and Cortana is responding to me on my computer. She got on her Guardian.
Cortana escaped on her Guardian.
Which found the Infinity.
and found the Infinity.
What's the Infinity?
The Infinity is the new secret project of the UNSC and ONI.
It's the UNSC starship with Forerunner technology.
Got it.
With Forerunner technology, and it's about 5.5 kilometers long.
It's the biggest best ship of the entire UNSC fleet.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's right. It's all coming back to me now.
That was even in Halo 4. So well, that should be somewhat.
I didn't think we were talking about the Infinity.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're talking about the Infinity.
The Infinity. The one and only Infinity.
I'll see myself out.
That's okay. It's been a while. You're good.
It's the ship that greets you when you load up Halo 5 and you get in the menu.
That's right.
Exactly. That's it has the front grunt floating past.
So they're saying that this is going to take place 2 years after the end of Halo 5. It's kind of because
right.
of... Yeah, okay.
Yes. Also, in the end of Halo 5, there in the legendary ending, there is a ring that is displayed on screen with Cortana humming in the background. And is believed to be the same ring that we see at the end of Halo Wars 2, being Installation 09, which is the ring that replaces the ring.
That replaces the ring.
That Chief, yeah, exactly. So Installation 09 or Delta Halo, the Delta Halo replacement. And from there, we are basically speculating that from the date that we were given in the Pelican cockpit during the Halo Infinite teaser / game demonstration, that it's the 2 year gap. And based off this comment that Frankie put, it sounds like they're really going back to roots of Halo and trying to capture that new feeling that we got at the very early stages of Halo. So a lot of people have been saying they're going back to a classic art style and really trying to get that traditional feeling. And it seems like they're kind of mixing all the different aspects that they've had throughout Halo's career of the franchise and looking at the parts that worked well and the parts that didn't and pulling all together all the stuff that people like. So you have the Halo 3 Master Chief style armor. You have kind of the original open world feeling demo that you had with Halo CE. It's all taking place on a Halo, which is very Halo CE inspired as well. You have the Reach style Marines. So there's bits and pieces being pulled from a lot of different Halo games that make it seem 343 is trying to pull from the best aspects of Halo and really iron out a game and a story that's probably going to be bringing a lot of people back into the franchise. And I'm honestly very optimistic at this point based off just the teaser that we saw. And granted, the game engine demonstration, and it's a teaser, which means it's not reflecting anything that we're going to see in the final game, but the style and the feel of what they're going for feels very much like, and I know this word has been overused a lot, but classic and iconic Halo.
You know, people use those words to describe a lot of things, but you know, the art has never been a problem with me. The armor has never been a problem for me. I mean, just the simple fact that the game engine is updated changes how they can portray the armor. Now, granted, I mean, they've made some major modifications, but the one thing that that trailer shows me is it sounds, and what Frankie just stated, it sounds like it's going to be a game that is welcoming to new players. And, you know, this is important, and I'm sure it's the reason they named it Halo Infinite instead of Halo 6. Because Halo 6, it makes the game sound like a sequel and people aren't going to want to play it because then they're going to say, well, I've got to play the first 5 before I can understand 6. But if they do this correctly, it should invite people to come into the Halo franchise and enjoy the content. And, you know, if they enjoy Halo Infinite, they may go back and look at the other games or even the extended fiction. The one thing I don't want them to do is revert and just duplicate CE. I want them to make their own game. You know, my only real requirement for the game is that it has, as far as the campaign, is that it has a good story that doesn't require reading the outside fiction. But on the other hand, with Halo Infinite, seeing it's still following Halo 5's storyline, they still need to pay off the end of Halo 5. So they've got a hell of a balancing act to be able to pay off Halo 5 without alienating new players.
So for Halo 5, I honestly think the multiplayer is the highlight part of Halo 5, at least that what was launched. Granted, we still have Forge that was introduced afterwards, but I still think that is also going to lend to being in the game, or at least it should be. I don't see why, after the backlash that they got from Halo 5, that they're not going to ship a game with Forge ever again.
Well, the funny thing is the latest theory that's been floating around is that Halo Infinite is going to be a campaign only.
And Tom French shot that down.
Oh, he did.
He did on Twitter. Someone tweeted that to him, and then he said that I didn't hear any of that in any official 343 announcement. Tom French shot that down.
That now, wouldn't make sense anyway. For it just to ship with a single player campaign? You mean you're bringing it?
No, PC. Not single player. It was going to be multiplayer campaign.
Just multiplayer campaign.
It was going to be a campaign. You know, just like a traditional Halo campaign. You know, with couch co-op or over Xbox Live. That was one of the theories that had been floating around. I didn't hold a whole lot to it because I'm like, why would they ship a game without the multiplayer?
Yeah. No, so to GT's point, there was the theory going around that in 2019 they would be releasing the single player, or not the single player, the campaign part, and then in 2020 they'd be releasing the multiplayer, which doesn't quite make sense because Halo's always been a multiplayer and campaign.
Yeah, that's stupid. Why would they do that? No, they'd be released at the same time. I will not.
Well, part of the theory was that the multiplayer was going to be a free-to-play game.
Really? Where did all this come from?
I don't know. I don't know how they get all these theories out of the campaign trailer. I mean, granted, there's some stuff that I've theorized that'll be there, but it's an engine demo.
Yeah, it showed nothing of the story or anything. It just gave us.
I'm sure there's stuff in there hinting to the story, because I don't know why 343 wouldn't take the advantage of putting all this work in here and not at least throw some hints in there as to, you know, where it's going to be.
Yeah,
you know what what you're looking at for a story, not, you know, details or anything, but enough to wet your whistle and wish that they'd tell you some more before next year. But anyway, you know, it's the Halo 5 trailer all over again. And they do it. You know, there wasn't a lot in the Halo 5 trailer. Chief walking in the desert and a big guardian pops up out of the ground.
There wasn't a whole lot in the Halo 5 campaign, to be honest.
Yeah, well. Yeah.
In terms of story, it was probably the weakest one.
Oh, yeah,
definitely. And the trailers showed a completely different, it gave you a sense of, ooh. And when you played it, you got a sense of, aw. Because it was...
That's one thing they definitely cannot do again.
The marketing team for Microsoft was not talking with the studio, or vice versa, or
yeah, something. They weren't talking, but that was just bad. But even without that bad marketing play, the story itself wasn't that fun, or it wasn't that engrossing, I guess is the term I'm looking for. Just
right. And to that point, I think what they're probably going to do with Halo Infinite, and this is just my opinion and perspective on it. Doesn't mean it's the right one. And I mean, don't take this as I have some insider knowledge of what's going on, because I don't. But with the demonstration of really looking to embrace that Halo 1 feeling, kind of the open world, the Halo environment, it seems like we're kind of going back to a little bit more of the sensation that we got playing the first couple of Halo games.
Yeah,
really trying to be in that world of mystery. And
as long as the story is original and you don't rehash Halo 1, you don't want it to be Halo 1 again. You just want that feeling, and you want to get that through an original story.
It's possible. With what they showed off, it's definitely possible.
Which one? The originality or the rehash?
No, it looks like it's going to be an original story.
Yeah, but I hope they don't I hope the level designs or how you play through the campaign is tit for tat the same as Halo CE. I'm not playing Halo 6 to play Halo CE.
I think there's going to be familiarity in the sensation that you get with the environment, but I don't see them ripping a map out of Halo CE and just reskinning it and retexturing it.
Neither do I, but at the same time, the landscape of the Infinite trailer was very similar to the beginning of CE. I like that landscape. I can't wait to play on it, but you can definitely tell there are going to be some similarities.
Well, it's a Halo landscape on Halo.
Yeah. If it actually takes place on a Halo ring, there are going to be similar areas that you will pass through. But it also depends on which Halo it actually is. Installation 09, then it should be a duplicate 7 of the original Halo. But if it's a different Halo, there will be some differences. Like when they, in Halo 2, you were still on a Halo, but there were differences in the terrain.
Right. And the Halo feeling is going to be there regardless. The Halo in Halo 2, I think, was significantly different than Halo 1, but you had certain aspects which felt similar. At least to me, it felt that way. So, in a sense, you're going to have some similarities. There's going to be some parts that... But I think to your point, though, of not wanting a rehash of
similar environments. I don't want to go through the same story beats, is what I'm saying. I don't want to go through the same story beats.
I think they'll borrow some of them, just because some of them have that feeling and that emotion associated with it, of kind of the mystery behind it. But I don't think they're going to be using it in such a way where it's a rehash, but it's more kind of utilizing the same kind of either mechanisms or environments to invoke a particular feeling, which is similar but can be applied differently through the story they're going to tell with Infinite. And you're right. There's a possibility where they could pull too heavily, and maybe it will be a turnoff to some people. It's like, oh, this is too much of a rehash, or they might not do it enough. But it seems like they're trying to do a service to the community.
Yeah.
And really pull together aspects of a lot of the different games in the franchise and make the best of what people want. Because having the Halo environment, with it being a Halo title, I think is a huge callback to what made Halo great. It's that mysterious environment that kind of feels very earthy, but it's very foreign at the same time. There is some back history already behind Zeta Halo, but we know very little about it. So the mystery aspect is there. You have great graphical fidelity. You have Master Chief going back to old armor, and we don't know why.
And I hope they explain that.
Yeah.
To me personally, Halo 5's armor was atrocious. I did not like it. It looked too big, cartoony, at least to me. I know that won't be what everyone thinks, but I'm glad that they're changing the style. I just hope they explain why. I mean, the jump from 3 to 4 was a little, they didn't really explain that. But it didn't change heavily.
Well, they did.
They did?
Nanobots. Nanobots.
Right. Nanobots. Cool. That's a good way to get out of a plot hole.
Well, that's That's, well, you know, that's honestly, their stance on it.
The Halo 4, Halo 5 armor.
He was sleeping.
I liked it because it gave the Spartans more of that tank feel.
Yeah, Halo 4's armor wasn't bad. But Halo, you know, 5...
You know, even Halo 5, you know, just the look of the armor...
There was no detail in it. It made the Spartans
look more like, you know, mobile artillery, not, you know, not a sprinter. But, you know, it's... You know, there's things I like and things I dislike about both armors. You know, the classic Halo armor for Master Chief, it makes him look too small, you know, in my eyes. You know, when I
will concede think that. I liked Halo 2's armor and 4's armor. Halo 5 just lost a lot of detail in the armor. It just looks like... I don't even know how to describe
it. It's too clean.
It's too clean, yeah. It is way too clean. It does not look like... It's like you've just gotten out of a shower and you're going into a battle. It's not scuffed up. It's not scuffed up. It's just... It damaged. Looks, the color is so vibrant and just... There's nothing there except the color. You can't... It's just... Rawr, I hate the Halo 5 armor. There. I got it out.
It's official. See him near. Hates Halo 5.
The campaign, the story was the weakest, the armor was the weakest, the multiplayer was better than 4, but I still enjoy the classic. Give me some Halo 2 multiplayer again. Bring some of that back.
You anyway, and Haas.
Yeah, both. Anyway. There's my rant for the day.
Fire up the Master Chief Collection and play some Halo 2 then.
Well, I will when they get all the kinks worked out. It's taken them how
and
long?
They're working on it.
When did it come out? Almost 4 years ago.
Yeah, we don't want to go into that right now. That's a rabbit hole without a bottom.
I think they're really focusing on trying to pull all the good aspects of it in, which will be good.
Yeah, if they bring a multiplayer in with the quality of Halo 5, and they do a story quality of Halo 4, or, you know, CE, or 2, or 3, I think they'll have a home run for the game. But, you know, that story has got to be inviting to new players, and that's the big thing. And that's part of the problem of Halo's popularity dropping off is because the Halo fans are getting older. And, you know, like everything, life gets in the way. You know, I don't have as much time to devote to Halo as I used to. You know, when I was in my 20s, you know, I had a lot more time that I could play Halo than I do now.
Yep.
That's more because I got too many irons in the fire, but hey, you know, that things happen.
Right. So with that said, I think the most part we're seeing a lot of good vibes from the Halo Infinite trailer, and it's probably going to be a very slow trickle of news throughout the rest of the year if we hear much new.
I think the next chance that we possibly will hear anything new would be PAX West. Now, they might sneak something in at Gamescom, but yeah, I think it's going to be a big convention.
Well, Gamescom is basically the Europe equivalent of E3.
Well, from what I understand, Gamescom is 3 times the size of E3.
Right, but E3 being the game focused conference in the US, Gamescom is bigger, but that's basically where the main game focused conference is in Europe. So I'm not saying size wise they're equal, but as far as of an interest, they're about the same. So probably see something there if they have any kind of big news to show off after that, and then maybe something small for PAX. Because they usually have the community day stuff, and they usually show off a couple of small things around that. I don't know if there's going to be anything significant because, like,
well,
we mentioned on the last show,
we might actually get a date for the beta. Multiplayer beta, possibly. Yeah,
I can see that.
Correct,
and that's
3.
Another. That would actually be funny, and it would be an interesting throwback to Halo 3 because you get the Halo 3 beta in Crackdown. So that'd be kind of interesting if they did that.
Yeah, but I don't think Crackdown launches until next year, doesn't it?
Yeah, they pushed it back to 2019, but...
Next year, and Halo Infinite's not coming out until next fall, so plenty of time.
So there's not a firm date. There's kind of a split. So people are saying fall 2019 at the earliest, but possibly 2020 because they have been spending time building a new engine.
Oh, I definitely don't think we're going to get it this year.
Oh, definitely not this year. I'm not.
And I don't think they'll release it in the spring of next either.
No, it'll be a next fall thing. I mean, even Phil Spencer said that they were going to show games that were not like years out. So there would have been no point to show Halo Infinite if it wasn't coming out within the next year, year and a half. 2020 is way too far away.
I don't think it's out of the realm of possibility.
I would probably vote 2019, fall of next
year. That's 5 years.
And we see a multiplayer beta over like the Christmas holiday or something like that.
Well, that's 4 years.
No, Halo 5 came out in the end of 2015. So if it came out in 2020, that's 5 years.
Well, yeah, if it's 2020, yeah. Sorry.
Yeah, that is way too long.
Yeah. But if they did spring of 2020, that's 4.5 years.
Halo doesn't come out in the spring.
Yeah, it's not going to launch in the spring, though.
It doesn't mean it doesn't have to.
Big titles come out in the fall for holiday.
Not all titles. Not all big titles.
They're going to want to take advantage of that Christmas traffic. It's going to come out in the fall. It's going to come out in the fall. And I would bet it's probably next year.
Well, I would rather them take their time on the game than release a game like it did with Halo 5. And if that means going until 2020?
I mean, if that's what it means, that's what it means. But, you know, I would think that their target date would be next year.
Especially if they showed a trailer at E3 this year and they, next fall. You heard it here first. Next fall, 2019.
I'm curious to think what people in the chat are saying. So, Abelisix is thinking 2020 with the new Xbox. A lot of people are in the mixer side saying they hope it's not going to be later than 2019. If it's going to be 2019, then we would have to get a multiplayer beta this year. If there's not a multiplayer beta this year, then I'm saying it's going to be 2020.
You can get it in the spring of next year.
I could see it like early next year, but...
Yeah.
Like maybe January at the latest.
Yeah. February, probably. Isn't that when was Halo 5's beta?
November.
December.
Yeah, December. Sorry. So that was a full 10 months. And it sounds like they want it to be at least that long beforehand, if not about a year.
Well, that and they also, in that article, they're also talking about flight testing this as well through the Insider app.
I mean, maybe they are far enough along, but given, and this isn't a knock against 343, but given the track record, it wouldn't surprise me if they really wanted to iron things out, especially with a new game engine, to have a 2020 release.
Yeah, but we honestly don't know how long they've been working on this engine.
Almost had 4 years since Halo 5, and that's longer than they've spent on any other game previously.
I mean, they could have already gotten 2 years in on this engine. And during that time, I'm sure they've been working on the story aspect of Halo 5 or Halo Infinite to be able to come up with a game title. And as far as the multiplayer, I'm sure they're going to follow the Halo 5 model. And they might change some things. Remove some movement mechanics, but the multiplayer is basically copy pasted into the new engine, fix the bugs, and get it tested to make sure it's working correctly.
New engines usually are not copy paste.
Well, I know, but
there's a lot of code review that has to go into it.
You copy. I'm not literally saying copy paste code, but you take the model of Halo 5's multiplayer and you implement it in the new engine. It's probably a better way to put it.
But that takes time. I mean, that's in addition to the changes that you're making with a standard game multiplayer update. So, I mean, a new engine probably, and maybe they've been working on this engine for a while, but by the way that Chris Lee wrote the blog post, it sounded like what they wanted to do for Halo 6 cause them to make this new engine, and that engine takes a while to make.
Oh, I understand. But like I said, they also didn't say when they started working on it. You know, I'm sure they've got more than 2 weeks into the engine already.
Oh, yeah, yeah. So, I mean, they were working on Halo 6 probably like 6 months before Halo 5 came out.
Yeah, and they have teams to do different things, et cetera, et cetera.
But take an engine like that, probably takes a year and a half, at least 2 years to make, and then on top of a three-year dev cycle, you're looking at 4.5 to 5 years, potentially.
4 years is good.
I mean, 4 years would be good. I mean, that would be great if it came out in fall of next year, but I wouldn't be surprised if we see a 2020 release.
I mean, either way, you know, doesn't really matter. I'm going to buy it. Doesn't matter when it comes out.
Yeah. Anyways.
If it comes out in 2020, I'm boycotting Halo. Ready here first.
Well, it's not like you haven't been playing Halo regularly anyway, so...
True, but I will buy it.
I mean, it's honestly, Halo. if it's going to be 2020, they need to put something out in the meantime.
Halo 3 Remastered. Halo MCC for PC. sorry.
So, MCC for PC, they want to do it. They've mentioned that they want to do it in the MCC updates.
I mean, it makes sense. Get people caught up to Halo 5. So when Halo 6 comes out on PC, everyone's caught up. Yeah, there you go.
There you go. I think it might happen. I mean, I don't know for sure, but I have a strong feeling that MCC on PC could be a definite possibility. I think it's... And another thing is they went after the Halo Online code that was out there, which... Some people have taken that to be a possible indication that they're trying to get MCC out on PC. They've publicly vocalized that they would like to do that. So it might be possible.
No, I mean, the community's been screaming for it ever since it launched, I think.
Yeah. Well, they've been screaming for Halo on PC since before that.
Well, I meant MCC, but anyway.
True.
Yeah, they've been screaming for Halo 2, Halo 3 on PC. And, you know, that's why El Duido just took off, because people want Halo 3 on PC, which, okay.
We'll find out. Yeah,
I still think they're going to have to do something in that time frame. If it's a 2020 release, they're going to have to do something.
Yeah. I don't know. That's a good point. I just don't know what's going to be, what's out there, really. I mean, Fireteam Raven, but that's arcade. That's nothing on the Xbox. Halo Wars just came out last year.
Yeah, I don't see another Halo Wars coming out.
No,
this year unless it did
some other kind of top down, like a Spartan Assault or a Spartan Strike type of thing. Yeah, they would probably need something to hold people over in 2019.
I know the perfect game, Halo 6.
You're funny.
One thing we'll see that we're gonna have to do is learn not to call it Halo 6.
Yep.
Halo 6 Infinite. Is that better? Is that better? Why are they getting rid of the number? It's so weird.
Well, it's actually fairly good reason.
But this is the end of their new trilogy, though.
Three years ago that they were
going to
move away from the numbered Halo games. And... You know, a good reason is having Halo 6 Infinite. Well, that, you know, somebody walks up to it on a game shelf and they're like, well, this is a sequel. To get this game, I'm going to have to understand all the games.
True, but it is a continuation.
If you have a standalone title like Halo Infinite.
No. I agree with that. But isn't Halo Infinite supposed to conclude the new trilogy? And then it's after that, they could do
no,
that.
There is well, no trilogy. Actually, they there's didn't, no trilogy.
There is no trilogy. It's a saga.
Okay.
See, that's why I said it's going to be interesting to see how they do the campaign to be able to pay off Halo 5, but yet still make it engaging for new players.
When did it? I thought that's what they said when Halo 4 was coming out, that it was a new trilogy.
That was Halo 4.
No, but that was they were starting a new trilogy, 4, 5, and 6, and then after that it was going to be whatever.
You are 5 years behind, dude.
Point me to the right place, then. Where did they say it's not a trilogy anymore?
No, they quickly recanted that and made it into the Halo Saga.
Yeah.
I thought it was like the Reclaimer trilogy or whatever. I guess it's
that's
a saga
what they
now.
Originally were going to do. Yeah.
6 years ago, you would have been right.
Well, hold. Let's turn back the. Go to your date settings in your computer. Okay, I guess it's a saga now. Interesting.
Yeah, it's not a trilogy anymore.
Huh.
But that's, you know, that's part of the reason for, you know, in Halo 5 where they went to Halo 5 Guardians.
Got it. All right.
It's kind of the in-between game to go from the numbering system to, you know, just a title system.
Yeah, well, interesting. Well, it makes sense now. Thank you for clearing that up. I have changed my date back to present day. I am now correct in saying that it is a saga.
But you know, one interesting thing is with the title, could we see campaign DLC for it?
See what for it?
So they're done with 5. They're done with 5. They've said that they're done with 5.
No. I meant for Halo Infinite.
Oh, sorry.
You know, after its launch, you know, a year later or so, do you think we'll see campaign DLC?
I don't know. That's interesting, but I don't know if they'd go the Destiny route, kind of like they have expansion packs, more or less. But
well, ODST was originally supposed to be a DLC campaign, and they made it into their own game.
But yeah, well, they got so involved in it, it turned into a full game.
And that was sort of separate from Halo 3. It was just taking place around Halo 3, if that makes sense. You weren't following the same character.
Right. So I think it's not out of the realm of possibility. It's hard to say with so little information, because the way that games are moving into games as a service model, it's a possibility. It's a very good possibility that could be how they go about doing this. At the same time, it's also something that we haven't really seen done in Halo before, but things could change. It's too soon to tell. Really?
Well, you know, I was just kind of looking at the success of Awakening the Nightmare for Halo 4 or Halo Wars.
Halo Wars. Yeah.
I mean, there's people that actually liked Awakening the Nightmare better than they liked the standard campaign.
Telling you, Flood, they need to bring back the Flood and the first person shooter stuff. It makes for an interesting story.
I got a feeling
mechanic.
There probably will be.
I
want a new
hope
big
so.
Bad. I want a new big bad. I don't want to fight the same. I've killed enough grunts.
There has to be a grunt mech in there somewhere.
Yeah. I think if they overdo...
You can have the primordial.
The Flood were so great because they were kind of contained within Halo 1, and they came back in Halo 3. They weren't in Halo 2, were they?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right, they were. I knew that already. Man, it's been so long. But I feel like I'm starting to fight them too much or whatever. Like, I want new-ish enemies. Like, they brought that in with Halo 4. Those weird people.
Prometheans?
Yeah. Just something different, something new. Even those kind of guys. I mean,
the Halo 4 Prometheans were okay, but the Halo 5 Prometheans are just freaking annoying.
Like the Halo 2 snipers, the Jackals.
The Sniper Jackals, yes.
Oh, geez, the legendary Jackals.
The Flood... The Flood, you know, it's a different feeling when I'm fighting a Flood.
Yeah.
You know, whenever you're fighting a Flood, especially if you're playing on Legendary, you constantly feel like you're backed into that corner.
That's what made the library so great.
Yeah. But with the Prometheans, you never get that feeling. You're just so pissed off that they're bouncing around all over the place.
That and they're more in line with the Covenant in terms of their...
The way they fight.
Yeah. They have their own version of like the Grunt or the Jackal or whatever. The Flood are kind
of... It's interesting you guys have that opinion, because for me, the Flood have always been more interesting to fight than the Covenant.
They have, and I just don't want them to overdo it.
Yeah, they have been.
Because the library was such a great level, and the fact that they were contained, like you didn't see them all the time like you see the Covenant, it made them a better enemy. It made it more enjoyable. I just don't want them to oversaturate the Flood, where it's like, oh, here we go, fighting the Flood again.
Let's see, like in Halo CE, they had a good mix.
Yeah, they did.
It kind of went back and forth, and
they came out of they didn't really come.
The only level it was completely fled was the library.
Yeah, and they didn't really show up until you got really into the game. It was kind of this mysterious big bad, and the way they introduced them was amazing.
You didn't know there was fled going into it. The difference between those who read the extended lore versus those that don't. People don't know what's on this new ring. Some people might not even know it. That's Zeta Halo Installation 07, or know that's from the original array or whatever, or know that there's Flood on this.
Well, ring. I will say I was 11 or 12 at the time that I played Halo 1. So no, I did not know. I did not read the books at the time.
No, I'm talking about this new ring.
Oh, there's actually Flood on that ring?
We don't know yet.
Based on other fiction,
do we even know the ring that it is?
If it's a brand new ring, I doubt it has flood samples on it.
Thought I read somewhere this week in all of my research that it was under UNSC and Covenant control, and there were flood samples on Zeta Halo.
On Zeta Halo, yes. No, I mean Installation 09.
But we're talking about Zeta Halo for Halo Infinite.
Sorry, I got my Halos confused.
It's okay. That's happening a lot because of all the new information. So, I mean, yeah, people probably don't know, but it's Zeta Halo was the place where the Gravemind convinced Minikin Bias to fight for his side. I know I'm going into a lot of extended lore here, so.
Spoiler!
Oh. Yeah, a little bit of a spoiler.
So I guess the assumption is we'll be on Installation 7?
Yes.
Okay, give me a 5-second explanation of...
Yeah? Installation 07 was one of the original Halos, part of the original Synthesis Array, which was the 12.
Yeah.
And it was brought into the array at the very end, so that's why it's Installation 07. And it's Zeta Halo because it was the last one to join the array.
Yeah, and Bungie's favorite number. Yep.
Bungie's favorite number. And this was under joint UNSC and Covenant control. And it was also where Minikin Bias basically fell to the Gravemind in fighting for the Gravemind against the Forerunners.
Huh.
Before he was torn apart and scattered all across the Ark.
That too.
Dang.
So yeah.
The big question is, which Halo they're on. I mean, I know they decoded the beeps and it, stated something about Zeta Halo, but where it actually is going to be, who knows?
So, given that it specifically mentions Zeta Halo, it's kind of one of those. We don't technically know for sure, but it's safe to assume that this is Zeta Halo. It's kind of one of those situations.
But then, at the end of Halo Wars 2, you have the Guardian showing up at Installation 09.
This is also 2 years afterwards, though. So a lot has probably happened since Cortana has taken over. Stop it, Cortana. She reacted again on my computer.
Yeah, I had to turn her off on my desktop because every time I do a podcast, she'd say hello. Yeah, I don't know. I want more information, please, 343. My brain hurts.
It's the hard part of a teaser is knowing that there's more information. It's like once you learn something, you know how much you don't know type of things. So we know that the game's there. And now we know there's a whole lot. And granted, we knew that there was a whole game out there that we had no knowledge of. But now we have this tiny bit of information. Everyone's going crazy. It's like, I need more, but I can't have more.
I do imagine we'll probably hear more about it before the end of the year. Much more?
I would be very surprised if we didn't hear anything. But probably small tidbits. I think the beta announcement will be a definite, maybe some other story elements trickling out. I imagine there'll be probably like a IGN first month coverage of the game, like early stages of the game type of thing. Probably a couple small things, either like at Gamescom or PAX. I wouldn't imagine anything bigger, because all we got is a tease and a gameplay demo. It's not like that we got a campaign tease or demo like we usually get in the past.
Yeah, no, I think the campaign tease is still coming.
Yeah.
I think that's on the docket for next year's E3, a campaign tease.
If they did a campaign tease for E3, though, next year, then I think we're quite a ways off.
But yeah, Penn just reminded me that Bad Blood comes out in 12 days, too. And that's supposed to take place after Halo 5, so maybe we'll get some more hints in there.
Perhaps. And there's two other books coming out this year, along with Collateral Damage, which just came out last week. But that's either before or after the Halo stuff, Halo CE stuff. That might not have as much impact on post-Halo 5, but Bad Blood definitely will.
Yeah. But like I said, you know, for the people that just played the game, I just really hope they pay off Halo 5 not in a book.
Something, I forget where this was said. I think they said somewhere, though, that they're trying to really focus on making the game playable to those that haven't read the external fiction to the games.
Well, I know. I understand that, and that's a good thing. But I don't want them to dumb down the story. I want a good quality story. And for the people that have stuck with Halo, you know, they really need to pay off Halo 5. And I don't know, you know, the thing I don't know how you do both. Because you can't just cut off Halo 5 because Infinite is supposed to play off of Halo 5's story.
Yeah. How they play off of it, though, might be a different story. Because it could be something whereas you just kind of pick up where you're at. Maybe there's a small intro to where you are, and then you slowly figure out what's happened over the past 2 years. Or maybe they'll just say up front, this is what's happened. This is where you are. This is your objective. There's several different ways they could do this. I think they're going to try their best to appeal to the audience that does read the books and reward them, but also try to not alienate other people that don't read the books.
I mean, the people that read the books, put that kind of stuff in terminals and things like that. That's fine. It doesn't have to be in the main game.
Well, there can be some stuff that's in the main game that might not hold weight to the overall story that's being portrayed in the game. But if you were to read the external fiction, it's a connection point that's like, oh, that's where this is really pulling in.
Yeah, but you have to be careful with that because...
Sure.
You don't want to confuse new players.
I mean, I've seen it in other games or shows or other things where you can watch through something and be like, okay, that makes sense. It doesn't really raise any eyebrows. But then when you go and read the books or any kind of supporting literature, you make that connection. It's like, oh, that's what this really means. And this points to this and this. And then you're connecting a web of information. So it's definitely possible to do. And you're right. You have to be careful with it. But I don't think it's outside the realm of possibility.
But I was more talking the really, if they put anything that relates to the books in there, which they're supposedly not supposed to be, they're not going to be doing anymore, but put it in terminals or something like that, you know, something that really doesn't pertain to the game that they're playing, but it ties into it, you know, more like something to wet a new player's whistle to say, to get them to maybe want to go investigate what this terminal means, you know, like they did in Halo 3. I mean, it was part of the Halo 3 storyline, but it wasn't.
Yeah. And make it to where it's accessible in game and not through Waypoint or something else.
Yes. I don't want to have to go to the Halo channel to watch the freaking terminals or read them or decode them.
Yeah, exactly. Please, 343, just in-game. Keep it simple. Keep it simple. That's all the Halo Infinite-related news that I was able to find and scour through the internet. Unishek did just post a tweet on this, and I think this was actually posted a little while ago, but there are some additional screenshots on top of the ones that Xbox released that Unishek put on the forums. I'll go ahead and link to that for those that are in the chat or the live streams for our live show. But they're over on the Waypoint forums. A couple other different screenshots that were taken. Some GIFs that you can use for social media. And then Facebook and Twitter banners that you can use that have the Halo Infinite logo on it. Worth checking out. Might be useful for you to use across social media. That's really the only official stuff going on out there.
I think I just found my new wallpaper.
Which one?
The Ring Vista.
Yeah, the one without the logo on it? Or the logo's in the corner instead of in the middle?
The one, yeah, the one with the logo on the side.
It's a nice one.
Oh, the Chief's helmet. Pretty cool as well.
I've seen a lot of people use that for their profile pictures. Or sorry, not the Chief helmet one, but the other one, the Chief in the Valley one. But yeah, the Chief helmet one looks pretty cool. Definitely wallpaper worthy. A couple of MCC insider related things. Everything coming back to the latest flight, which was Halo 3 this past weekend. They had a couple of questions in the survey. I can't really detail what's in the survey, but Postums posted a kind of overall response on what people were saying as far as MCC playlists from the survey. So they're looking at right now, based off of the survey results, social feedback, and science, that they're going to have Halo CE ranked 2v2, social 4v4, and social BTB. Halo 2 will be ranked Team Slayer, ranked Team Hardcore, and social BTB. Halo 2 Anniversary will be ranked 4v4 Arena. Halo 3 will be ranked Team Slayer, ranked Team Hardcore, ranked FFA, and social Big Team. And Halo 4 will be social Big Team. This is based off of a aggregate of information pulled from the surveys, social feedback, and science. So this is pretty much what the majority of the community has voted for. And it's not to say that these will be the end-all, be-all playlist that will always be present, but there will be some other ones that they'll throw in there, and there'll be monitoring populations of all the playlists to see what's maybe low performing and what they can swap it out with. But based on all the information that they've got so far, these are the playlists that will be added to, or will be the set of playlists in MCC once the update comes out.
No, they did mention that they will be doing rotating playlists as well, so.
Yeah, that's 12 playlists to start with, which I think is more than the 10 that they were saying.
That really surprises me. I figured that in, you know, a 4v4 would be more popular in Halo 4 than Big Team.
I think I personally like Big Team a little bit better than 4v4 in Halo 4. But that's just me. Chris, you're being awfully quiet.
Am I?
Yes, you are. So that's MCC playlist related information. If you want to be in the MCC Insider, which it seems like a lot of people have been signing up since people were seeing people stream on Twitch and Mixer this past weekend, you can do so by heading over to aka.ms/MCC signup to be part of the Insider program. And then you also have to be part of the Xbox Insider program and have the Xbox Insider Hub installed on your console that you will have enrolled into the Insider program. And then you also have to join the Halo Community Feedback Program as well. And that is aka.ms/HCFP signup. If you want to be a part of the flight program, then that you have to do those in order to be a part of the MCC Insider. They are looking to expand the player base as well, which means if you really want to get in, there's a greater chance that next time you will be selected to be a participant. If you have played a lot of MCC in the past, have a lot of input into the game, or very active within kind of the Halo scene, those are all great things to have. Primarily, though, they look for game history with playing Halo MCC. Doesn't necessarily mean you have to be playing recently, but if you played a lot when the game came out, like you were on it every day for at least 6 months, and then maybe on and off for another year, year and a half, then those are the kind of people that they're looking for. People that have experience with MCC as it is in its current retail state and who can provide good feedback to make changes to MCC going forward. So check it out if you haven't already. That's all I got this week. Nothing too much in the community. There hasn't been another community update, probably because of the Halo Infinite announcement. But it's nice to have a short show because the last two shows have been quite long. So it'll be nice to have a shorter show to edit. GT, Chris, any last comments on Halo Infinite or any of the new stuff that we've heard about?
I'm excited for the MCC updates. I'm excited to see where Halo Infinite will take the story. And I'm just excited for more Halo, especially Halo on PC. So, yeah, it's going to be good.
We might get it. It looks like a...
I'm chomping at the bit for more information for Halo Infinite. And I would really hope that I get into the flighting program for MCC here soon. Because I really want to get in there and, you know, try this stuff out. You know, I get it. I haven't been the most active in MCC because pretty much Halo 5 has been taking up all my time.
True. It's a grind. It's definitely a grind. Quick look at our Spartan company. So if you're not part of our company, we're still grinding for the Achilles helmet. We have 11 of 31 level 5 kill commendations for our Spartan company. And I am happy to announce that Sorry Mate, which is Killing Marines, is finally complete with level 4. Finally complete. So we have everything at a minimum level 4 complete.
Well, that's good.
Congratulations, everybody. It's quite a feat. We are just a little less than halfway there. On the Marine kills. People have been going to town trying to get Marine kills. I think Confal was on getting... He might have gotten up to like 100 Marine kills just over the past week.
Yeah, last Friday we played some Warzone and I had one game where I had 12.
Very nice. We also have the two that are closest. This one's going to be not too far down the road. It might be a couple months out, but quickly kill 3 or more enemy Spartans. We have another 458 to go. So it's quite a bit. It'll take some time, but it's not too far away. And then Grand Theft, we have another, looks like 152 to go on that one. So quick update on our Spartan company.
You know, I was all happy until I saw how many more Marine kills we need.
Hey, we got level 4 complete, so that's definitely a huge win for the Spartan company.
Let's see. We completed level 4, and that only took, what, 2 years?
So we really hadn't been focusing on it for the past year and a half. So, I mean, we're in a not necessarily a bad spot. Might be one of those things where we'll probably be close when Halo 6 comes out, and then it'll be like, okay, let's... We'll need people to kind of help make sure we complete the commendation if people are still interested at that point. But I think we're definitely in a good spot. There you go. That's going to wrap it up for our show tonight. Thanks to you, everybody, for tuning in, especially those for tuning in to our Sunday stream, which we did episode 633 on. Had quite a few guests on to talk about the Halo Infinite reveal, or the teaser, at least. And it was quite an ordeal. We had the folks from Forward Unto Dawn on, we had Masters on, we had Sandman on, and it was a blast. It was one heck of a podcast to edit, but it was still fun to record. Make sure you check that out on iTunes or Google Podcasts or Stitcher or any of the other podcast feeds that we are on. And make sure you check out our website, podtacular.com, where you can go and find past episodes as well. You can find us across social media, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, Twitch, Mixer. We have our Spartan company and our Xbox Club. If you just search for Podtacular, given any one of the services, you will find out where we are. Before anyone says it, no, we do not have a MySpace. Pens. Make sure you check out our podcast network. We're part of a network of gaming-specific shows, including Critzcast, Guardian Radio, Podcast 76, The Learning Cliff, Work in Progress, and How to Murder Time. You can check out more about each one of those podcasts over at thepodcast.com. Also, tomorrow of this recording, so for anyone listening to downloads, this is going to be a little bit late, but tomorrow is the last day to order the Halo Legendary Crate for this year. It's the sixth crate of the second year, and it is Truth Foretold. It has a little Prophet of Truth Halo Icons figure in it. And you have until midnight Eastern or 9 p.m. Pacific time on Friday, June 15th, to order it. You can also use the code. I should have looked this up before I started saying this, but I didn't. But there is a Father's Day code that you can use, SuperDad20, all one word, at checkout if you go over to lootcrate.com/podtacular. And that will get you 20% off any duration subscription. So if you just want to do one crate, it'll get you a discount for that. And I believe the code is good until Sunday, it's the 19th, which is actually Tuesday. Sorry. So it's going to be Tuesday, June 19th. You can use the code. So if it's after June 15th, then that means you'll be, if you go for the year for six crates, then you will get a full year's worth at 20% off. That's pretty substantial. And I know some people are like, not too crazy about getting all that swag. But for 20% off, maybe that's something that's worth looking into. Again, Podtech or lootcrate.com/podtacular or podtacular.com/lootcrate. They both go to the Halo Legendary Crate page. And then use code SUPERDAD20 at checkout to get 20% off any duration of the Halo Legendary Crate subscription. So one crate, three crates, or six crates. And that'll wrap it up for us tonight. I want to give a thanks to CM Near for being on the show and dipping into the Halo scene a little bit again. Mm-hmm. Hopefully we'll see you on a little bit more across the internet. And do you have an Xbox anymore?
Oh, or yeah,
you just
I do.
Focus mostly on
it? I do. Okay. I just don't get on it very often.
So maybe he'll hop on MTC every once in a while.
Oh, yeah. I enjoy playing that.
Maybe. All right. It has been a pleasure, gentlemen, but we are going to go ahead and wind this podcast down. Thanks, everyone, for listening. You can check us out either on Friday at 8:30 for our Fragment Fridays or Sunday for our achievement hunting streams or next Thursday at 9 p.m. for our next episode. But we'll hope to see you there. If not, thanks again for downloading and listening. And we will catch you next time. Keep on fragging them Halo rings on new worlds.